people are pumped up. ZZ Top, Sastel Center, June 7th. Going to be a great show. And that is where our conversation is going for this last little segment of the show today. If you know me, if you've seen me in person or on video, you know I am follically challenged. I don't have a lot of hair. In fact, I've got basically no hair on my head, and I can't grow a beard. No matter how hard I have tried, you know, even for Movember, when you're raising money for prostate cancer, try and grow a mustache, I can't do it. And so I actually look at people who have a beard with admiration. I'm going, like, good on you that you're able to do that, because it's not something that I can do. This is a really cool story. It's a cool business, and I'm happy that we were able to connect with my next guest. Welcoming Fred Siemens to the show, co-owner of Caliber Beard Company. It's a company that he and his wife own. It's a small business. They create all-natural beard oils, balms, grooming products to help keeping you looking your best. And there is a bit of a tie to the ZZ Top concert as well. So we'll get to that in just a second. But Fred, thank you so much for joining me in studio.
Thank you so much for having me, Evan.
So I look at someone with a beard and I go, gosh, I'd love to be able to do that. How did you get into this business of Caliber Beard Company?
Well, back, I would say, in about 2013, I started growing a beard for the first time, and it turned out, you know, better than I expected.
And because you never know, right?
You never know. Like you, I'm follically challenged above the beard as well. So, you know, I had to do something to boost the confidence. My wife came home from her hairdresser one day, and they had a conversation about beard oil. And, you know, I'm struggling with my beard. It's not feeling good. It's itchy. It's dry. And she said that one of the hairdressers mentioned that her and her husband make their own. So she said, you know, why don't we try making our own? So the production began. We started a lot of research and bought some products and created a few different recipes, a few different scent profiles, and basically made it for personal use. And, you know, gave it to some friends to try out. And before you know it, you're getting some compliments on the smells and how their beard feels. Everything feels much better than it was. It doesn't feel like straw. And it just kind of moved forward from there. So we kept going. And, you know, this year we decided to take it a little further, created a website, you know, registered the business, and we're starting to make some progress.
It's got to be a bit of a leap of faith, though, Fred, when you go from something that you created. This is so personal to you and to your wife. You created this, and now you're like, okay, let's give it a shot. Let's go on to the bigger market here. How has that been?
You know, it's not moving fast, and that's okay, because – you know, we have our lives to live too. So we take it as it comes. We spend most of our time getting the majority of our sales at markets. You know, and it's really fun doing it that way. You get to meet a lot of bearded fellas, and there's, like you said, there's this admiration that happens with a lot of people that have a quality groomed beard, almost like right. A brotherhood that happens.
That's right. That's right. So, and am I right in understanding that you source Canadian products for this?
Correct. Everything. I mean, one of our ingredients, for example, is jojoba oil. So, I mean, it's not grown in Saskatchewan. It's not grown in Canada, but we do source all of our products from suppliers that are within Canada.
Right. Okay. Fred Siemens is my guest. He's co-owner of Caliber Beard Company, owns with his wife. I know that faith, family values are integral to your business as well. How do you use those principles to influence this new startup company that you've got?
You know, it's just a matter of how we live our lives. You know, we're family people. We want men to be confident in themselves. We want men to be proud fathers. Father's Day is coming up. That's a big one for us. You know, we're starting to consider Movember. We have two children at home, and you know, I don't know if this is a popular thing to say, but between my wife and I, you know, we still believe in the traditional way of raising a family. We have pink and blue jobs, you know, in the home and things like mm-hmm. that. So I change the oil, and unfortunately, I do a lot of the other jobs too that I don't want to do, but that's the way it goes. But
yeah, for sure. Well, the company again, Caliber Beard Company, Fred Siemens is my guest. He's co-owner of the company with his wife, and online you can find them at caliberbeardco.ca. So why are, and you kind of alluded to this already, but why are things like oils and balms necessary? I'm assuming taking care of a beard is very similar to taking care of your hair.
It gives guys a real opportunity to have a grooming process for themselves. Beard oil is essential. It's the foundation of a grooming process for your beard. What it basically is going to do is it's going to replace the natural oils that are stripped from your beard, whether you use shampoo, which I don't recommend doing on your beard. You should use a quality beard wash. It's going to reduce itch, dryness, flakiness. It's going to create a soft, conditioned beard, give it a more groomed look, and therefore giving a lot of men a lot more confidence with their beard as well.
Is there such a thing as common mistakes people make when caring for their beard?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, there's fundamental rules that I would go by. You know, one of them would be don't wash it every day. Just scrub it with water in the shower. Apply beard oil to a damp beard to distribute that oil more evenly throughout the beard and to get it down to the skin. I think that's another thing that people don't understand is beard oil is just as much for the skin underneath as it is for your beard. It reduces that dryness. As your beard grows, your skin can't produce enough oil to keep it moisturized. And then you get the beard drift, as we call it, which lands on your black t-shirt, and nobody likes that.
Mm-hmm. Fred Siemens is co-owner of Caliber Beard Company, joining me in studio. Okay, so part of the reason that we wanted to connect with you is ZZ Top, who, of course, I mean, their beards are them. They are one. That's their identifying moniker. They're coming to Saskatoon, and you've been wove into this in terms of putting together a package for them. Can you tell us this story?
Absolutely. It was pretty wild. I got an email off of our website customer inquiry, and I read it, and I thought, this has got to be a scam. There's no way this is true. And I look a little closer at it, and the email came from SaskTel Center. Okay. Dig a little deeper. It's an area 306 area code. So, okay. Well, I phoned the good people at SaskTel Center, and sure enough, this was a legitimate email. By word of mouth, they heard about our company and they asked if we would supply, originally they were looking for just a folding wood beard comb to start with some custom engraving on it. And I said, yeah, I can do that for you for sure. And I'd love to hook you up with it. They're wanting to give this, gift to ZZ Top is a welcome gift for when they get to Saskatoon. As I understand it, a lot of people that come to a lot of concerts that happen in Saskatoon they're given gifts, and a lot of times they're too big for them to take with them, so they get left behind. And they told me that something small like this is the perfect thing. It obviously fits with, you know, the most iconic legendary beards of rock and roll, and it's small and something they can take with them. So what we did is we created three beard combs. Of course, the drummer Frank Beard doesn't have a beard, but he has a wonderful mustache, so he can still use it. The beard combs are Caliber Beard Co. on one side. On the other side, it is the Elevation Tour, SaskTel Center 2025. Oh, cool. We created a custom label of beard oil and beard balm, just to represent the Elevation Tour as well for ZZ Top in one of our signature scents, which is called Fisticuffs. And we also sent them along with some mustache wax, which is completely organic, natural mustache or beeswax that's locally sourced as well from Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. And one of our signature scents, our bestseller, is called Gunsmoke. So we sent them with a beard oil of Gunsmoke and beard balm with our Caliber logo on it. So they definitely know it came from us.
That is so cool. I love that you're given this opportunity. Wouldn't it be nice to have a picture of them holding your products?
Well, that would be the ultimate goal here. Yeah. So maybe you could have your people reach out to their people.
I was going
to
say, yeah. Yeah, we need to do something, even if it's through a connection at SaskTel Center. I mean, that would be brilliant for your website. Love to
that
have
would
that.
Be incredible. Yeah, that's for sure.
I just love this story, Fred. I think this is so cool. It's unique. It's organic. It's a family business. So you and your wife building this business. I think it's outstanding. Am I right in understanding that you actually will take custom orders through your website?
Yep, you bet. That's where this one came in with the custom labeling. So we would consider working with other barbershops or things like that. If they want to have their own logo on there, we can do that. If you want to have a smaller batch of oils made for a bachelor party or a wedding party or corporate barbecues, you name it, things like that, we would consider doing that. And it would be on a case-by-case basis, of course. But that's definitely where we kind of got in with this ZZ Top opportunity.
For sure. We're chatting with Fred Siemens, co-owner of Caliber Beard Company in Saskatoon. You've got something new as well called Field Notes. What's that?
Yes. Yeah. It's just going to be our blog. We haven't posted anything yet. I was actually going to post something for the first time after the show today. So it's just going to be, you know, on a bi-weekly a bi-monthly basis or once a month, roughly. We're just going to post some grooming tips, you know, product ideas, and we're open to suggestions too on our Instagram, Caliber, at Caliber Beard Co. If anybody has any ideas or suggestions or questions that they have that they want something posted on the Field Notes section, they're welcome to let us know and we'll try and put something together.
Good stuff. Well, it's a great job on the website. I was on it last night. You even got some cool merch on there, which I like. So, caliberbeardco.ca is the website. Fred Siemens is my guest, co-owner of Caliber Beard. Fred, thanks so much for this. Let's stay in touch in this push to get ZZ Top with a photograph in your products.
I really hope that happens. That would be amazing. And I really appreciate the opportunity, Evan, to be on the show and let the good people of Saskatchewan know about our Caliber Beard Co.
I love it. Fred, thanks so much. We got to get a hold of Quick Dick. Quick Dick McDick. I mean, that's the beard. There's the guy. We got to get him behind this product as well. As I look at my buddy Frank through the grass, he's got a nice beard going there. We got some customers. We can rustle up some more for sure. Thanks again, Fred Siemens, CaliberBeardCo.ca if you want to check out the website. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.